Oshie. Welcome back to the broadcast. Still game on right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang. Adeze is in the building. Anthony, the voice, is in the building. And I am Samuel Victor Akpan as well. But good to be back on a Tuesday, like I said, at the start of the show. And we're talking about all things sports. We've talked about the Tokyo Olympics. We've talked about... What have we talked about? Talked about Team Nigeria. We've talked about... all of a sudden, I forgot all the things.
The
Premier League as well. It seems like we've been here for quite a long time, really. We've talked about the Premier League and the new rules to the game ahead of the new football season. And we are still here to take your thoughts. You can call 0700-993-993-993 as well to get through to us at the studio. 01465-7190 is the number to dial for our female callers only. 0809-5975-805. Is our WhatsApp number to send your messages to. And of course, we've got you covered on Facebook. There's a post up and you can go there and join for FM Facebook page to drop your thoughts. I'm going to go straight up to Facebook to take some of the thoughts we have there. Benose Toju says, the moral of our athletes is very low. Don't see them getting a medal. Ex-players should take up coaching jobs the moment you've been certified too. Greetings to the gang. From this side, we say greetings to you too. Good evening, guys. I don't see us getting any medal because of our poor preparation. That thought is coming from Badebo Akinlabi Thaddeus. This is actually a wicked tweet. Ohaji Richard, you are quite the character. You say Timo Werner is in trouble come next season over the new offside rules. Of all the players you saw, is Timo Werner you saw to mention? Okay. Emmanuel Ewell says, I'm listening. All right. We are glad you are listening to us as well. Guys, keep listening and keep sending in your thoughts. Still taking your thoughts as regards the new rules for the Premier League. Will it be a blessing or will it be a curse? More like when it comes to the situation out there for the Premier League. Now, former Chelsea captain John Terry has stepped down. This one actually broke yesterday from his role as Aston Villa assistant manager to realize his ambition to become a full-time manager. But the question is, where could John Terry possibly go? Now, after 3 years of laying his trade alongside one of the most highly rated English coaches around, John Terry says he is ready for management. Terry, who these days is 40 years of age, handed in his notice to Aston Villa and announced his departure in a statement on Monday, saying it comes with immediate effect. Just 3 weeks before the start of the 2021-2022 Premier League season. In that statement, he said, my immediate plan is to spend some quality time with my family and thereafter hopefully take up some invitations to visit clubs and managers around Europe to develop my aim and objective of becoming a manager, John Terry said. Tony and Adeze, let's look at some of these ex-players that have gone on to become managers. I mean, Pep Guardiola started off from the Barca team B, went on to become a manager. We saw Steven Gerrard, looking at the ones that we can term as a success, Zinedine Zidane from La Masia, an assistant manager at Real Madrid to becoming the first team manager and won 3 Champions League titles in a row and, of course, 2 or 1 La Liga title as well. Yeah. Steven Gerrard, we can say, has been successful with Rangers in Scotland after 2 seasons. And then there's the not-so-successful contingent. Top of that list has to be Frank Lampard, Gary Neville.
Frank? Well, okay.
I beg no be success.
Frank did okay.
That's the point. He did okay. He wasn't successful.
Yeah.
And Frank Lampard, there's Gary Neville. There's Phil Neville these days. His brother over there in the United States of America.
Patrick Vieira.
Yeah. So many of these managers also did. Andrea Pirlo, l'Architetto. Wouldn't call him a success as well. What's the right time to take up not just management, but top-level management, like coaching the likes of Chelsea, Real Madrid, Barcelona, for these ex-players? John Terry, after 3 years, you know, being Team B, coaching at Aston Villa, do you think he's now ready to take up that top-level management, like coaching maybe a big team in Europe?
Yeah, Terry, the big man, he feels he's ready. Having understudied Dean Smith at Aston Villa for 3 seasons now, all this whole I'm ready, I want to take, is just to manage Chelsea. That is his dream. That is the end product of all of this. Captain, leader, legend, manager, that is where the question mark is for me now, because there are talks, you know, when in the Premier League, when it gets to around September, November, there seems to be vacancy owing to the fact that clubs may have a bad result. They may want to change managers immediately so they can, you know, get their season running. But for John Terry, he's got his pro license, I think about last year or thereabout. Yeah, he got his pro license this year. And he feels, okay, I'm done. I've seen enough. But I think for me, I would like him to start his career with in the Championship now. He needs to move away from the glaring spotlight of the Premier League, because coming to the Premier League now is going to be a huge pressure cooker role, which he has not been tested before. It could be disaster. It could also go well. You never know. But then, for Terry himself, he's shown in the last couple of, you know, as even as a player, he's shown that leadership instinct. He's shown that he can gather groups together. He's shown that he can be influential. But now, stepping into management is a different kettle of fish entirely. And he needs to wean himself off the whole Chelsea allegiance. Going to his Instagram page, you see him, you know, publicly, which is okay. But then, now you're looking for a job, you need to completely wean yourself off all those attachments and look to see where it takes you to. But it's not going to be easy. And again, there were some controversial things that happened in his career. The Wembridge issue, the QPR incident, talking about these guys, Anton Ferdinand family, you know, till today they don't even see eye to eye. So a lot of questions have been asked. Can he really, you know, put himself in that pressure cooker? Can he, you know, come out successful? He's 40. So I don't think there's an age thing there. It's about you now being an assistant and walking away. That's my issue. People stay in the assistant role and get a job directly. But now he says, okay, let me first of all rest. You know, go visit some of these clubs that have been inviting me. Take a look at their plans and then sit down and decide. But for me, Terry, if he feels that's what he wants to do, no problem. But being a manager, this is really different from being a player. I tell you one thing, it's really, really difficult.
Anthony, do you think we are on for another Frank Lampard situation, another Andrea Pirlo situation, another Wayne Rooney situation at Derby?
I mean, Sam, there is always that.
Or maybe a Pep Guardiola and Zinedine Zidane is about to be made.
Who knows? You know, but it's always very, very difficult. Frank did exceptionally well, you know, in his for Derby. He did well. Took them to the playoffs.
Where they lost.
Yeah, come on. But he took them to the playoffs. By the way, prior to him coming, they had not gotten to the playoffs in three seasons prior to
and
that.
And I guess you also say prior to his coming
don't
to
forget,
Chelsea.
Don't forget. He also
blah,
defeated
blah, blah, blah,
the
blah.
Red Devils in the FA Cup in that mix.
And that's
come
a trophy?
On, come on. You know, given the fact that we have seen, you know, managers do worse. And don't forget, if he wasn't impressive with Derby County, I'm not sure Chelsea would have conceded him, all right? Finishing fourth with Chelsea despite the transfer ban and something should count for something. So when you say he wasn't successful, that's a bit harsh on the man. Yeah, but then again, I think for John Terry, you know, he's... And I talked about his leadership quality as a player and the fact he's got the potentials to be really good. But you never know until you get into the deep. So you've got to get into the deep. Get a job. He said, for now, I'll take some time with my family. So maybe, you know, maybe early next year or maybe later this year, according to his statement, he will be traveling across Europe, you know, to seek alliance and, you know, partnership or relationship with some teams in his quest to actually becoming one. We hear conversations about a potential job at Swansea. Steve Cooper have left that job, although former Chelsea man Jody Morris seemed to be in pole position for that job. But, you know, there being that conversation that, you know, he could be looked at for it. And at some point, I remember before Stindl was employed for Bournemouth after Eddie, actually left. He was also one man who was considered. So I don't think it'll be too long before we see John Terry get a job. But he's going to have to pay his dues and have his really torrid time. And that's why I think it's better he goes for you know, a smaller club and build from there. And some people are also saying that he should, I mean, Chelsea fans have been talking that he should return to Stamford Bridge and probably be part of the backroom staff for Thomas Tuchel. And maybe he can get closer.
Quickly, he was invited to work with Frank, but he said he doesn't want to play second fiddle. When is his time to come over to Chelsea, he's stepping in as a gaffer, not anyone's understudy, not anyone's deputy, not anyone's helper. He just wants to take up the job. But then, it's going to be a learning curve. But we don't know how steep the learning curve is. What are his tactical acumen? Because his brother, Frank, was brutally exposed. He relied on individuals, brilliant. He relied on players doing the magic in the field of play without clear-cut instructions, without clear-cut game plan, blueprint. So, has he learned that? I felt he ran out of Aston Villa too quick. I think for me, it was quick.
3 years for me. I think three years is something. I mean, not too quick.
Maybe this season.
I don't
season,
know if it's too quick.
Yeah, maybe this season. After this season, then you can look at other.
Does the fact that he's understudied under, I mean, no disrespect to Dean, he's quite the football mind.
Yeah,
but
true.
You look at the other success stories, like I mentioned earlier, the Pep Guardiola and Zidane studied under Ancelotti as an assistant manager. Pep did under.
But then became the head coach of the La Masia.
Yeah.
Of the. What
it's
are
like
they called
destiny.
Now?
I'm showing you my Castilla. I'm showing you my five.
Yeah.
I'm opening my palms
to
you.
For me.
Management is just like destiny. If it's not inside of you, there's nothing you can do about it.
And
he does come across as one who's got that sort of quality.
Based on what. And that's what. We cannot judge him for now until he takes up a job.
Scott Parker.
He's got to take up a job.
Scott Parker
first
has that charisma as well. I look at Scott Parker as a modern day manager, top manager. Looks, he's got that charisma. He's got that, look of, being a top gaffer. But then, look at where Fulham are.
So, top club or a middle average team for Jack Terry to start with? Championship for you.
Go right down.
Championship as well.
Learning rope. It's a learning rope for him.
Or maybe let's say an under three. We hear that Ashley Cole is the Three Lions under 21. Maybe an under 21, under 23, maybe something like that. So you understand the growth of players over time. I think he needs to take it really easy. And according to his statement, no rush. And that's very important.
All right, let's talk about Manchester United. Well, they are marching on because they're ruling the transfer markets at this point in time. Manchester United, that's true. Manchester United have confirmed they have reached an agreement with Real Madrid to sign defender Rafael Varane. It is understood the clubs have agreed an initial fee of £34 million, which could rise to £42 million, and that Varane, who is 28 years of age, has agreed personal terms on a four-year contract with the option of another year, another 12 months addition to that. Now, Varane, we know this one pretty much developed very, very quickly. I mean, less than 2 weeks, we had interest that started to develop. We heard personnel terms would not be an issue. And Real Madrid, agreeing to sell Varane to Manchester United. United said the transfer will be completed subject to medical and players' terms being finalized. We know that's not going to be an issue. Varane won the World Cup with France and he has made 360 appearances for Real Madrid.
Wow.
Now, in a statement, the club said, Real Madrid wants to show all its affection to Rafael Varane and his family and wishes him good luck in this new stage of his professional career. Our club thanks you for your professionalism and exemplary behavior during the 10 seasons in which you defended our shirt. Varane, who has 79 caps, will become Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's third signing in this transfer window following the re-signing of goalkeeper Tom Heaton and the £73 million arrival of Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund.
I feel like going to buy Man U jersey now. I feel like buying Man U jersey.
Probably Hopefully they will be marching on to second place behind Chelsea this coming season in the league. Who knows?
What are you saying? They'll come for you. I think it's the season of getting what you want. 2011, Sir Alex Ferguson particularly wanted to bring his player over to Old Trafford. 2011, 10 years ago. But then that deal scuppered and he went to Real Madrid. So I think for Man United, it's been the season of getting what they want. Regardless, I talked about how if you want to toast a beef,
put pressure.
If you put pressure, the beef will eventually come to you. 2 years it took them to land Jadon Sancho. 10 years it's taking them to land Rafa Varane. Well, what else can we say? They mean business this time around. They're looking to shore things up at the back, and that is the beginning of winning a title. Your ability to keep your back line very tight, your ability to have dog war lot at the back, you know, for as a team. So I think Varane is bringing in a lot. Varane is bringing pedigree. Varane is bringing game understanding. Varane is bringing winning mentality in a calm way. For Manchester United, Ole, there's been talks about he's not getting all the support he wants. Players he mapped out, Man United didn't get it. But no, that's not the story this summer. The few good factors even going to be a lot more interesting. He's got a world-class defender right now in Rafael Varane, coming to partner Harry Maguire. And then you have Jadon Sancho, who's going to be on the right flank, tormenting defenders, mesmerizing, obdurating, bamboozling everyone. How far in the middle of the park you've got Pogba? That is, if eventually they sort it out.
It'll be stupid to leave now for Paul Pogba. Look at the squad they're building.
Well, it's all about the agent now. Sometimes Mino Raiola, for every deal any of his clients, you know, goes through, he ends as high as £800,000. So he may check his pocket now. I'm broke. Pogba, come on, look. For real. Pogba, come and go. If anywhere he takes his clients to, that is where they're going to. So, but if he feels that Pogba should leave Man United, who's Pogba? Pogba will follow. But then I think Pogba himself knows that he may not be the darling of the team anymore. The momentum is tilting away from him now because the club are looking to even rebuild. Yeah, Ole may like him personally, but the club, no player is bigger than a club. So I think for me, Man United, if this is their season or never, they must show working. Ole must deliver this time around.
Is on the wheels, Anthony, for you. This clearly says Manchester United mean business, like Adese said, and they've gotten themselves a world-class defender. But what in the world are Real Madrid high on Sergio Ramos and Rafael Varane in one transfer market?
It's cataclysmic. Because
smoking gasoline out there.
Because it could backfire. And we hear that Real Madrid aren't particularly going to bring in any player. They're looking forward to balancing their books. Don't forget, they've spent so much on refurbishing the Bernabeu. They need all the money they can get right now, and potentially looking forward to get ready for Kylian Mbappe, who we hear that, after this season could be going on a free for big wages come next season. But definitely, you would look at the conditions at which these two players have left. They had to. All right. For Ramos, you know, there was an offer on the table. He didn't know there was a deadline. And then, you know, the offer was taken, which of course was in sync with the club's ideology of not giving more than 1 year extension to players over 30. For Varane, his contract would, you know, run out by next season. He'll go on a free. It's only sensible. It's a sensible thing to actually do, you know, to actually cash in on him. So it wasn't a difficult conversation with Man United. In fact, Man United had, the bargaining power here. And, you know, it's a good deal, we hear, could rise to 42.
Yeah.
We also hear he should be in Manchester this week. Quarantine would potentially extend his medicals to next week. So official unveiling could come next week or maybe by weekend. But then again, it's a very good one. Man United are flying right now in terms of the confidence when you bring quality into the team. But having to, you know, transfer far that. It's beyond bringing quality. It's about what happens when the you know, league starts. How can this quality really produce the goods? It's a good time to be a minor fan because you feel like your team is ambitious. On the flip side, there's a certain Trippier who, you know, the club is also expecting they can get that one over the line. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, yes, we hear in preseason he could be drafted as the third man in a back three. And what that means is that they would need a very quality right wing back, or as the case may be, and Trippier fits in into that book. Will they get him? I don't know. That's a difficult one.
The player himself is excited.
Yeah, he wants
really
to come.
Eager to come back to
make that. And maybe
he knows how.
Yeah,
the English Premier League is in the spotlight. He wants to come back home and even enhance his chance of that three-line squad. They're on a mission. They're not going to give up. But I think for Aaron Wan-Bissaka and Victor Lindelof, they may just be the casualty. For Victor Lindelof, there's been questions about his concentration level and his ability to head the ball. These are questionable areas. For Wan-Bissaka, one good thing about him is that he's one-on-one situation.
Yeah.
Apart from that, he ain't going to give you nothing. He's attacking input, output zero. And again, he doesn't know how to defend crosses. Man United have assessed the squad now. It's high time we got in reliable competition. But I have to give credit to him. One of the best defenders out there in terms of 1v1. Aaron Wan-Bissaka. But Man United want more from that right back. They want a mobile and the impactful right back going forward. But then, who says he can improve? He's still a young lad at the age of 23. There are some ingredients he can still add to his game.
All right, enough of this sick tune from Manchester United. Let's cross over to the champions of Europe. Chelsea is their name. Won the Champions League, defeating Manchester City in May.
Can we
just
move on?
Just refreshing
the
memory.
Can we move on?
But we're like people. It's easy. It's
well,
not easy.
Talking about preseason friendlies going on, Chelsea are currently leading Bournemouth by 2-1. 77 minutes played in that game. And Chelsea taking on Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium is Chelsea 2, Bournemouth 1. Manchester City defeated Preston North End by 2-0 in their own preseason friendly earlier on today. And Paris Saint-Germain drew 2-2 with Sevilla in their own preseason friendly earlier today as well. And still talking about Chelsea, now this also developed very, very quickly because from nowhere, Chelsea are now making moves in the transfer market because Chelsea are in talks with Sevilla over signing France international Jules Koundé, who was part of that Euro 2020 team. Jules Koundé, we know, plays for Sevilla. And Chelsea are in advanced talks with him, the 22-year-old centre-back, as he did actually move 2 years ago to the Spanish club Sevilla. He was 22 years of age. He's a centre-back, and Chelsea actually looking to bring in cover. And as I was saying, and alongside Tony, I was telling you, do Chelsea really need another defender? I mean, they've got Thiago Silva for an extra year. They've got Christensen, who had an amazing Euros with the Danish national team. They've got Zuma. They've got Malang Sarr, who was on loan at Porto last season, back with the team. They've got so much options in defense. I mean, spend another 40, 50 million pounds on Jules Koundé. Is that what Chelsea really need?
My dear, I think I have to give credit to whoever that is coming up with this plan to buy a defender. First of all, the deal happened. You know, Chelsea have not made noise.
You know, when they make noise, they make
impact
noise.
You know, they will quiet, but for us, you know, the news didn't just come out that they are knocking on the door or informal. The bit just came out that there
talks,
is advanced, not just talks, there's advanced talks. That's when, like, wow, that means they actually kept it very secret. Well, for me, defender is
Marina at work again.
Of course, the silence achiever herself, you know.
The boss lady.
Shout out to Marina Granovsky, anywhere you are. Big shout out to you. Well, I think you talked about you don't know. No, you just mentioned names. These defenders mentioned are just names. I'm sorry.
They're quality names.
They are just names. Malang Sarr will be sent out on loan for the second time again. What's his name now? Thiago Silva, you don't know how his body is going to carry him this time around. He could just have selected fixtures to feature.
Yeah.
The ones that are quite important. Age is no longer on his side. He must admit that fact. Rudiger cannot do it alone. And that, let me come to the player himself. He's a player that is quite popular. When you play for a certain Sevilla that have dominated Europe, you certainly know their key players. He's a young lad. The questions have been asked about his height. He's about 5'8". Questionable, because as a defender, naturally, one of your key attributes should be you should be 6'+ going. But then, when I heard that link, I was like, wow, what are Chelsea going to do with this guy? But then I had to take a closer look at the player himself, his quality. And Chelsea certainly need a versatile person. These days, football is about versatility. As an attacker, you're expected to play comfortably either on the left, either on the right, through the middle. Then as a midfielder, you're expected to be a bulldozer as well as a game changer. So everything now is not just about one role. I talked about Aaron Wan-Bissaka's, you know, weak point. You are expected to bring in extra stuff. Yes, you have your strength, but amidst your strength, what else are you bringing? He's a centre-back, but now with the likes of Diego Carlos, and then you have Jesus Navas at the right back. These three partnerships have really caused mayhem in Europe for everyone. Coached by, what's his name, Lopetegui now. But he's that kind of player, a modern-day centre-back, Sam. A typical modern-day centre-back. He's got remarkable passing range. His passes are quite accurate, comfortable on the ball, smart, you know, defender. Yeah, I talk about his height, but I don't think he's going to let that, you know, affect him. He has the ability to also leap forward to, you know, a challenge for the ball in the air. And as a right-sided fullback now, he can play that as well. As a centre-back, he can do that. And of course, you know Thomas Tuchel, he likes to play with that three-man defence. So he can come in as a right-sided, you know, defender there. And Reece James also needs competition. Sometimes maybe you don't have to feel relaxed that I've won the Champions League. I'm from Chelsea's Cobham Academy. You need to work your socks off. And Cesar is on the wrong side of 30. So Chelsea need versatile pressing. Tuchel has always wanted a right-hand-sided wing player as well as centre-back. So he's coming in with a whole lot. He's got potential. He's got talent. He can pass the ball. He can pick out those diagonal balls. And of course, he can defend well as well.
All right. It's Chelsea, from being so quiet in the transfer market and just, you know, surrounded with rumours and speculations, they seem to be very, very active now in the transfer market, because we also hear they will consider offers for Tammy Abraham. And those offers should be in the region of £40 to £45 million. But yeah, the big news, Erling.
Yeah, just you know, to add just a couple of info as regards Tammy. You know, Tammy could go on loan, you know, to Arsenal. That could be done in the coming
Arsenal
days.
Arsenal interest, Aston Villa interest.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, Chelsea don't seem. I don't think they've got somebody who can pay as much as 35, 40 right now for Tammy. So he could go on loan. And for the Jules Koundé deal, Kodzuma would potentially be going the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, normally you need four defenders or four centre backs, two pairings. That's two pairs.
Yeah.
You know, to actually hold things down for you at centre back. And right now, so if Kodzuma go, I mean, Chelsea would have four. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, four. So, you know, good deal if it happens. Koundé is one of the, you know, future of the game when it comes to defending.
Sam is an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Sam is a family thing.
He was first an Arsenal fan.
Well, before, I don't know about first. Chelsea, no, when once you have a love for something about football, there's a part of it, it remains inside. It may not come out to show.
Well, let's see, he grew up as an Arsenal fan.
He idolized Thierry Henry, and he wants to remain in London. And I think that's the ideal place for him to go to. Arsenal right now are needing a striker.
Yeah, and all their strikers are not performing.
Exactly. No, when as a team, when you're not...
Does he fit into Arsenal's
when you're not performing... 100, I'll come to that. As a team, when you're not performing, sometimes you need that player that can bring extra something under the belly. And they are talking about Premier League Aubameyang. We don't know the version of Aubameyang.
Have you seen his new hairstyle?
Yeah, he's paying tribute to one musician like that. At Lacazette, there's some conundrum around his future. So he can, is that kind of point striker that they need? Someone that is hungry, someone that wants to make a statement. Well, for Tuchel, I had to read between lines his statement. He said, I just see a guy that's talented. I just see someone that has self-confidence. I don't see the top striker in him. That was when I knew Baba is leaving. Coach, I've assessed you. Sorry. You're not going to stay here.
Well, they still do. When he turned up for preseason training, they do look fine and dandy, himself and Thomas Tuchel. They hugged, they, you know, laughed as G's.
Tuchel eyes is somewhere. Tuchel wants a point deadly striker. He's not looking towards Abraham. Even Chelsea are not even helping matters. They don't rate him.
All right, talking about point, man, they've been linked with this man ever since they won the Champions League, or ever since Thomas Tuchel arrived in, you know, at Chelsea. Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland has finally spoken about those reported rumours and interest from Chelsea, and he has played down reports of a £175 million summer move to Chelsea, saying it's just rumours. Let's take a listen to him, the man himself. That's what's his name again? Erling Brut Haaland.
I want to win trophies, so of course it was important. As a normal person in this world, of course I get things with me, of course, but yeah, that's how it is. I don't really have much to say about this. I have 3 years left on my contract and I'm enjoying my time here, so yeah, that's how it is.
He's enjoying his time out there. Borussia Dortmund has a different look. I don't know. It just wears the head down and looks very, very monstrous. Ah, what a striker. What an acquisition he will be, Erling Brut Haaland. But he says he has 3 years left on his Borussia Dortmund contract and he's not... I mean, the lure of the European Champions hasn't quite gotten to him yet.
I mean, see, Chelsea should just be patient, all right? Dortmund will sell, but not now.
Chelsea wants him now because next season, calm down. Footballers
and platitude. I like the fact that as a footballer, first thing you should be training, know how to talk. You don't talk and shut the door completely. You talk and just leave the door small. Chelsea. Well, not like he's winning Chelsea. And I like the fact that he said £175 million is a whole lot of money for one person. I like that. If I remember that this player was on his way to Man United.
Yeah, the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer connection.
Yeah, which...
And then...
Eventually fell through.
Mino Raiola just pulled him. Come and start going to Borussia. He's a Raiola factor. And he said he has not spoken to his agent in about 1 month. There's no plan, clearly, for him to leave. Yes, I can tell you that, authority. But can Chelsea now break the banks? Have there been an official bid? I don't think so. We could just see that man remain at the BVB.
All right, interesting. We'll see how that one develops. Now, going all the way to Tottenham Hotspur, we hear Tottenham have signed Sevilla winger Brian Gil with Spurs midfielder Eric Lamela joining the Spanish side as part of the deal. So pretty much a swap deal. 20-year-old Gil has agreed a 5-year deal for an undisclosed fee, and he actually made his Spanish debut in March and is part of the squad at the current Olympics as it's ongoing in Japan. He made 14 La Liga appearances for Sevilla how do you make 14 appearances and all as a substitute? Argentina international Lamela, who's 29, joined Spurs from Roma for £25.7 million in 2013. Lamela was one of 7 players alongside Christian Eriksen, Roberto Soldado, Paulinho, Etienne Capoue, Vlad Chiriquet. What? I remember the Spurs team. Mm-hmm. They were quite the beauty at the time. Vlad Chiriquet and Nacer Chadli. Tottenham signed in the summer when Gareth Bale left. They spent that £80 million well.
They don't finish the whole money.
Are you sure the money was spent well?
Well, this squad looked dinky. They didn't win anything.
Maybe got to the finals.
The lights in that squad has to be Eriksen. I think that's the one that eventually...
Well, they spent the money. They didn't spend it to win trophies, but they spent to get players who they sold later.
Tottenham, I don't know. Tottenham lacks...
Tottenham and the Borussia Dortmund Germany.
And despite the fact that they have got, you know, a very experienced hand in terms of, you know, the management of the club, you know, they also haven't got it right in terms of their signatures. They haven't signed the right set of players. And it's also one of the issues they're having. It's why they're where they are. Most times they sign average players who give you average performances, average results, and that's why they're always average, you know. They sometimes have two, three special players, and the others are just, you know, makeshift. So it's a bit difficult, but Brian should bring something maybe quite different for them. He understands the rudiments of the game. He's very cultured. You know, Sevilla started from the, you know, youth team for that side, was on loan to Leganes at some point. Well, last season was on loan to Eibar, you know, scored four goals. Eibar went down, by the way. But, you know, he's a youngster, you know, who is also part of the Spanish team at the current Olympics, you know, which is going down. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens, how his career would move in sports. Yet again, I don't think he's a fantastic player. I think he's a good player. He has got the ability to be great.
It's the sort of player you think Nuno Espirito Santo can
improve.
Them.
You know, yeah. And you know, good too. Santo is known to improve players. So let's see what this will happen.
That reminds
you
me
know,
of something, guys. That reminds me of something. It reminds me of back to Old Trafford. Yes, this assemblage of the new Man United. I was thinking to myself, I think that was yesterday. I said, Ole and Sancho. Now, Sancho is a young kid that needs layers to his game. Can Ole mold? Can Ole make him become a fearsome right winger? Because it's not enough telling the guys, go out there and express yourself. It's not enough, you know, having the players risk you with one or two magical moments. As a coach, we've seen situations where coach transformed players. Pep Guardiola, number one. We saw another layer of Real Cancelo from right back to an inverted midfielder. Attacking, what am I even saying? From right back to an attacking midfielder last season. It was clear for everyone to see, not once, not twice. Real Cancelo was made a playmaker. What I'm saying is, as some coaches have something else to bring on board. Sancho, for one, needs to improve as a player. He's not a finished article. The excitement is there. The raw talent is there. Ole, what else can you do? Bruno, I've carried this team on his shoulder.
£73 million, you better be Oba a finished has article. You better be a finished article. You know,
but to be honest, Ole has shown that he can improve players. However,
few good factor improvements. Tactically now. I can tell you that for a fact.
No, because Scott McTominay has clearly improved.
Because
under him.
Fred have
also
improved.
Yes, Fred have also improved.
Because he just want to play for our gaffer. There's a difference. There's a difference between want to play for our gaffer.
No.
And a few Foden development. That's
well,
too
I think that yeah.
Good.
I understand you know, where you're coming from, but I still think you know some players have improved individually.
Because now their egos are massaged. Hey, player,
you're
not good.
That's what it takes to improve you.
But
well,
then
fine.
The tactical aspect of it. Look at Foden. Foden did just wake up. It was a well, careful, orchestrated training, tutelage by Pep Guardiola. Look at what he's giving everybody in the Champions League. It was unbeatable.
What is he giving that Mason Mount hasn't given? Anyway, Daniel Malen, remember that guy from the Dutch national team, has completed his move from PSV to Borussia Dortmund.
Wow.
Signing a 5-year contract with the Bundesliga
Good
club.
News.
That how Good Borussia news. Dortmund manages to do these things.
They are the best. Sam, I mean, they've got the best recruitment.
We all saw this guy at Euro.
They are the best. I don't know.
They're a selling club. That's what I have to say.
I don't know how they buy
from,
this
2 years
player.
From now, we're talking about a 70, 80 million pound move for this guy.
Good.
Sammy, in the last 5 years, Benfica, Borussia Dortmund, those two have made the highest.
Leicester City.
Leicester City, that's another one.
But I mean, these guys, I don't know how they find this. They've got brilliant scouts. Brilliant scouts. It's unfortunate that, you know, they are not. Maybe the criticism for me will be they have not transcended this into becoming a force, you know, in Europe.
Could that be the idea? We don't want to finance this.
Which I think that you know, in terms of running a club, yes, you need that money. All right, but you also need to give the fans victory. You also need to give the fans brilliant nights, great football.
I agree with you, but then, Tony, in football, football has shown us in the last decade or more, history has shown us that in football, you choose one. It's either you're raking in the money or you're raking in the trophies. Real Madrid and Chelsea have chosen the path of reckoning trophies. As a coach, if you're not delivering, they're going to pump in the money. They're going to give you all the backing, but you need to return trophies.
Man United under Sir Alex Ferguson built players, you know, from the academy and also won trophies.
They were never a selling club. Man United today are not a selling club. No. So for them, they raked in trophies. So the likes of Arsenal, at some point they chose money and look at where they are. Leicester City have chosen money, but then the trophies are not going to come that much because they are not going to compete.
They've gotten
two big trophies.
In the next 5 years, can you stick out your neck to say they will win the Premier League again? Because teams will come out for their bill. We're talking about Ndidi. Nkonte is gone, Mahrez is gone, Maguire, James Maddison could be going. So, I mean, you need to choose one. Either you're choosing raking in money or you're choosing the trophies.
All right, let's hear from you now. We've had our say extensively. We've got the final 15 minutes of the broadcast. We'll take all of your thoughts on WhatsApp. 08095975805. Daisy has the tab and she will read out your WhatsApp. All right, I think I can get it from here. Read out your messages for you. Also take your phone call 0700-993-993-993 and of course 01465-7190 for our female callers. And just to wrap up on all the trending transfer news, Paul Pogba, we hear PSG are expected to make a bid for Paul Pogba in the coming weeks. Ben White is set for an Arsenal medical very, very soon. Cristiano Ronaldo is set to stay at Juventus. And Tottenham's Toby Alderweireld has said goodbye to Tottenham as the 32-year-old has flew to Doha for discussions about a move to Qatari club.
It's
done and dusted.
13 million euros, Toby Alderweireld. I don't know. It's also one of those average players, you know.
We may be seeing in new sports. Yeah, we talked about their poor recruitment, but that is about to change. Fabio Paratici, that guy is a recruitment guru.
Patrici,
he's bringing something different. So maybe the next three UV seasons, we could see Tottenham getting it right when it comes to the way they recruit their players.
All right, Arsenal finally are still interested in Martin Odegaard, bringing him back to the Emirates Stadium.
Odegaard is not going anywhere.
Real Madrid are saying, hell no, we're not letting that one go. 0700-993-993-993. It's all about you now. We've given you all of the stories and it's time to hear what you make of it. It's been an enthralling 3 hours of conversation, and close to 3 hours of conversation, and how time flies. How time flies indeed. Good evening to you. All right, that's not the way I intended to start off. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, my man. Welcome.
Yes, player on the line.
Your name is?
Jesse Lopaya.
All right, Jesse Lopaya.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you were joking. Mm. But you tried to joke by saying this man develops players.
Yeah, he did. He has.
Yeah,
and he will continue to.
And, well, that's dependent on him.
Those ones that are developed, he's not the one that developed them. They developed themselves.
Jesu.
Because, yes?
I'm not about to have this argument with you.
Saying something.
Yeah. I know that you have your sentiment for Ole. It's clear. We know. All right.
Ole will never.
All right. But
this
my job is to tell you that with figures. Statistics don't lie. All right.
With what Ada said, I agree with what she said.
Yeah.
So whatever. Any player that is improving, they are the ones developing themselves at Man United. Let's say Guardiola is coaching Man U now. I'm very sure that Sancho is going to win the world best player 2 years from
now.
The same Sancho that Pep Guardiola ordered his move out of City. Bro, please rest.
Only have suffered.
I believe if he was if handled by a world class coach, he's going to win the world best player. But Sokaja can never.
All right, Jesse Lokpeye, thank you very quickly. We have to take as many calls as possible. All right, I'll take calls and I'll squeeze in WhatsApp messages as I go on. Okay. Hi, guys. Kindly confirm 1 year ban to given to Aimba player.
Yes,
thanks. Yes, it's confirmed.
It
will be a 1 year ban for Augustine Oladapo. Good evening, gang. Why did club change that jersey? All right. I don't know. This has nothing to do with a conversation. They have changed. They have entered one chance. Real Madrid are broke. Good evening, guys. And please, when you send your messages, do well to drop your name and location. Good evening to you. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Zainab, I guess.
Good evening, Sam.
Good evening, Zainab.
Tony. Welcome.
Yes, Daisy.
I thought you never talk about Arsenal today.
I didn't want to die. I just had to squeeze in that one because of you. I just had to squeeze in that update because of
Ben
you.
Ben White is coming now. Huh? You guys have him on lock and keys.
Samuel.
Yeah.
You only play them, Chelsea as Atem. You play Man U Atem. I want to agree with Friday, this night. It's like it's only Man U Chelsea that.
Tony, help me type Arsenal.
Arsenal coming right up.
If I say no,
it's like it's only Chelsea and Man U that is this your station.
Don't let my guy hear before they go come up before work.
listen, somewhere. Ma, I've not heard from Olise. I've not heard from Kelele. I've not heard from Bimbo. Only you guys are there. Just Man U and Chelsea, what is it now?
Are you not enjoying us? Are we not trying?
I'm not.
Zainab, talk through. Use your church mind. Talk through.
You see?
I was listening to Adeze. He was analyzing Chelsea. Like, I think he was on the field with them playing that.
I took every club.
Zainab, sure you're hearing it now.
You said, you can hear it.
Raise the fader. Sure, you can hear it now.
Go Arsenal.
Now she's laughing.
No, but Zay, listen, if Arsenal give us what to talk
we'll surely talk about. Tammy Abraham now.
Yeah, we talked about Arsenal interested in Tammy Abraham.
We don't need Tammy Abraham.
Champions League winner.
Champions League winner.
Omo.
Is it not better than your Lacazette and Aubameyang?
You come and give us product that I've already finished.
That's a Champions League winner you're
nice
talking
one,
about.
Nice one. Banter!
Zainab, welcome.
Omo, this is serious banter.
Zainab, all right. We're giving you us now to hear Amu. What did he even say? On to the next one. Good evening to you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Samuel.
Yeah, what's your name?
Glory. Adeze, you offended my lady this night too.
You said?
Adeze.
You see her?
She offended my lady this night. She wanted to speak with Adeze.
Oh, your baby wanted to speak with Adeze. Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, is she there?
She has slept.
Unfortunately. Don't worry, Adeze will be here on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Thursday.
No problem. As regards Chelsea, are they still going for this Haaland?
Yeah, we just played they have the interest. No official bid made yet, but Haaland is just playing it down.
I've been saying this on every platform that I go. I hope we don't have a case of Torres and Morata in our hand at the end of the day with all this overhyping of Haaland, this Haaland, that. Honestly. If Richard Dortmund don't want to play him, or if he doesn't have interest in coming to Chelsea, they should look for another prolific striker.
The other interest, there's Kane, there's Romelu Lukaku, they're also looking at. So.
No, Lukaku is out of it.
Lukaku is out of it. He said he's not leaving Inter.
The same way Haaland is saying he's not going.
There was the alternative of Sassuolo's Berardi, although he's not an out-and-out striker.
There's also Sasha something. They have Sasha Kalasic
of Austria.
Honestly, if this Haaland is not coming, they should forget about him so that tomorrow we'll not end up having Torres and Morata in our hand again.
They should not forget about him.
Why do you think Haaland will become a Torres or a Morata at Chelsea?
No, I'm not. This is just the way Torres was overhyped then.
But is Haaland overhyped?
I think it's completely different. Torres at the time was slightly on the decline, you know, that World Cup.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't the same Torres we know.
Tony, the thing is, it's not as if Haaland is overhyped, but with all this back and forth. At the end of the day, now the team will enter the guy's head and his son is behaving on the pitch of play.
Well, let's hope that's not the case. But he is quality. This guy is
this guy is actually a good
goal machine.
I've seen him play. Yes, he is. If he comes, he's the type of striker that can bully defenders. Yes, but this whole back and forth is what I don't like.
All right, Gloria. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hopefully, they do get Haaland for you. One final call. Good evening to you. Hello. Hi there. Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you speak up, please?
Yeah. I really wanted to talk of
what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Bucci.
Welcome, Bucci.
I'm calling from Ojo.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk about Soja because she said something. She said something about him. Soja is not a
Soja, you mean?
Coach. Sorry?
Soja, are you talking about Soja?
Yeah, Soja is not a creative coach. He has no pattern to teach the boys. Everybody playing there is playing it out of their own experience. If Fernandez that came into the club, Fernandez is a game changer. Now, Soja did not impact any one of them. He has nothing to show for. He has nothing to present. How can a coach go for 5 semi-finals and you could not even carry one of the cup? At least, you managed to reach one of the finals and you still lost the cup again. He's not a coach.
All right.
He's a chef.
If Manu would go far, I always tell you where we would watch borders. With Soja in that team, that Manu will not even raise common hanky to raise on the air that
they've won.
All right. Thank you very, very much for calling. We have to go. One final message here on WhatsApp. This one says, there will be loads of drama, confusion, wrong calls and razzmatazz in EPL this season. Your name is Fundamental from K2. And let me see if I can sneak in this one. One final one. As a nation, we are not serious. Still playing Kingsley from Aja. Guys, it's been a fantastic 3 hours of football and sporting conversation, but unfortunately, all good things does come to an end, Anthony.
Yeah, you know, it's been good. You know, transfer talks are always interesting, and tomorrow surely would talk more about it, and you know, still bring our listener up to speed with everything happening in Tokyo. It's been fantastic with you, Sam, and looking forward to today's.
You're the man.
Yeah, you know.
Adesim Michael, what can I say? You're always a good sport.
What can we do? This is what we love to do.
Uganda 2K, Abi.
Uganda daily 2K.
Let's go and spend it.
Of course.
Spend your own, Abi.
Yeah, time to go home.
You buy me chips and chicken.
Okay. We'll talk about that off the mic.